with predominantly women on your podcast, everyone has been told by their doctor, if they've tried to have a baby or have had a baby, you need to take a prenatal because this is what science has told us. This is what you need to support the creation of life. Well, everything that's in a prenatal is in organ meats. So literally every biological function that occurs in your body can be supported by naturally by organ meats.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Learn my three secrets to balancing hormones naturally. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. Let's dive on in. All right, ladies, we are on with Chef James Berry, and we are going to be talking about organ meat and how beneficial it can be for your hormones. And then also, of course, how to make organ meat taste better and how to get it into your life easier. Because one of the biggest questions I get all the time is, okay, I get the point of organ meat. You've, you know, kind of banged that into my head. I know I should get it in, but it's disgusting. And I'm going to be honest, I agree with you. I also think it's disgusting. So any hacks to make our life easier, I'm going to take. So let's just dive right in. Why should we be consuming organ meat? Why is it beneficial for our hormones?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, really, our ancestors ate it. And when I say ancestors, I'm talking our grandparents. It's not even that far away. But it's been a staple for a very, very long time. And for whatever reason, we have just lost the taste, the culinary knowledge, and the sourcing for it. So it's now what we classify as unfamiliar. But really, what organ meats are, the kind of easiest way to describe it, since we're talking with predominantly women on your podcast, mm-hmm. Everyone has been told by their doctor, if they've tried to have a baby or have had a baby, you need to take a prenatal, right? Yep. Because this is what science has told us. This mm-hmm. is what you need to support the creation of life. Mm-hmm. Well, everything that's in a prenatal is in organ meats. So literally every biological function that occurs in your body can be supported by naturally by organ meats. That's not to say you may not need supplementation. You might, because we're all at different stages within our body due to the environment, due to toxins in the air and the water and the food, whatever. But you can get a lot of this nutrition naturally from what we call Mother Nature's multivitamins. So you have things like, you know, protein in organ meats. You have abundance of vitamins, minerals like vitamin A. You have all the B vitamins. C is in even organ meats. D, E, K, which is in the form of K2. It's a also known as Activator X for those that are in the know, but it's going to support basically every function in your body, developmental pieces as well. There's essential minerals like iron, calcium, copper, magnesium, selenium. Mm-hmm. There's folate as well. There's phosphorus, potassium, zinc. I mean, all things that you're going to find in a prenatal.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I'm a huge fan of getting these minerals and vitamins, these nutrients, these very absorbable nutrients as well from a natural source.
Yeah. I have been taking beef organs during this pregnancy. This is my third pregnancy, and this is the first pregnancy that I've gotten them in. And I did actually notice a difference with first trimester nausea when I had them in. And so I was very, very thankful for that. And then the one thing that I was so thankful I was taking them for, as you mentioned, they have iron in them. And in the end of my first trimester, which we already did an episode on this, like I ended up on having like a hematoma on the back part of my uterus, thankfully far away from the placenta. But the doctors had tested my iron and my hemoglobin, and they're like, this, like, for the bleed that you have, like, your hemoglobin is really great. It's actually really great for someone who's not even pregnant, let alone being pregnant. And I was like, thank you, beef organs. I will keep taking you.
Nice. And how are you taking them right now?
Right now, I do them encapsulated, like in a little fun capsule. Because I'm sorry, we're not quite down the whole like cooking them and enjoying them yet. I do mix them with like ground beef. Like if I make a meatloaf or we do hamburgers or any type of like beef dish, I will actually just grind them up and mix them together. So you're not
opening the capsules. You're actually taking organs and grinding them into the mix.
I do capsules. And then I also like we buy a half a cow every year and we always get the liver and we'll mix that in with the beef as well. The only stinky thing I will say about taking the capsules is that it's six a day. That's a lot of capsules.
Well, and a lot of times when I get this comment all the time that people, when they take them in capsules, they feel nauseous after.
Because there's so many.
Well, that, but also how I like to describe it is, you know, when we take capsules, that's guesswork. You're actually bypassing your body's natural communication pathway. We call that the neurolingual response, which is basically when you put things in your mouth, the taste buds, there's a whole communication pathway in your mouth. So you have to eat the food. And this has been developed for over hundreds of thousands of years, because in a sense, our bodies are Homo sapien, right? So they've traced this back 300,000 plus years. And that is when our bodies were, the current body we have started the development then. And so if you think about it, we didn't have capsules then. We didn't have all these things, these kind of modern techniques of swallowing things without chewing them and putting them in our mouth. So our communication pathways of what our body needs and wants are developed through that communication pathway, which starts in our mouth. Well, it actually starts outside our body, but it really gets informed in our mouth when we eat things. So for example, this is like the easiest example because I think everyone has done this at one point in their life. If I put salt on your tongue, your body initially might say, oh, that's good, right? Mm-hmm. But by the second or third time I put it on your tongue, you might go, yeah, I don't know. And literally by the third or fourth time, your body, the salt starts to taste different. Like your body's starting to reject it. And it's saying like, hey, I'm overwhelmed. You're putting too much salt in me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when you swallow a salt tablet, you bypass that completely. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, you're like, why am I so bloated? Oh, I got too much or something. So there's no way. And, you know, even when we work with people, and I'm not discouraging anyone from working with a practitioner who then recommends supplements. I'm actually a very big proponent of that, opposed to self-diagnosing.
Yeah.
But even when you're working with a practitioner, it's still guesswork. What they're doing is if they're taking blood, they're maybe doing stool samples, that they're getting specific about what your body needs. And they're seeing, like, let's say with iron, they're going, okay, you're anemic, you're low in iron. But then they're still basing that dosage off, well, this is the dosage that should increase your organs. But even they don't know, well, is it going to increase it by this much, that much, this much? They don't know. They only know once you get tested again. So they're basing everything off the test. And something that's really important for us all to remember, and it actually a quote by this a professor of archaeology, his name's Dr. Bill Schindler. His quote is, we are the only species in the world that looks to someone else to tell us what to eat. And that always kind of like makes me pause, because there's like 9 million species in the world. So it kind of gives you a clue of like, we're not that different. I mean, yes, we can talk, we have larger brains than some of them, but it's like, for the most part, we are an animal too, right? That is what we are. And so if they all know, if all these other species know what they need, then we did it 1.2. We're just very confused. The marketing machine is confusing us. The biotech foods are confusing us. The ultra processed foods are confusing us. But we have this knowledge. And the only way to fully tap it is to eat your food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also think that with our busy, busy schedules all the time, we have just really pushed out the slowing down and asking your body what it needs and literally just taking a moment. I often have clients sometimes who will say things like, I just didn't want to take this supplement today. Didn't feel like it. Didn't want to take it. So I didn't. And I'm like, that's fine, because a lot of times I, like, someone asked me the other day, they're like, what mushroom supplement are you, or mushrooms are you utilizing while you're pregnant? I'm like, I don't know. Whichever one I feel like for the day. I literally am like, look at them and go, which one do I feel like I need to take today? And I think that that does take a little bit more trust in yourself, and you just have to flex that muscle. It just takes practice.
Absolutely. And as you said, one of the ways to do that is to mindfully eat, to be just mindful when you're doing it. And sometimes that might be taking a pause, maybe doing a prayer before you start eating, some grace, something. But just like sit down, don't be in your car while you're eating. Just, they're very basic things. And I'm sure most of the people listening have heard these things talked about their whole life. But here's the thing. They are basic, but why aren't we doing them? Most of us are struggling to do them, and it's because we're multitasking, we're trying to do too much. And you know, you look around the world, most other countries, I mean, I'm thinking of like Italy and France primarily, but it happens in other countries. They take time when they eat. They don't have 30-minute breaks. They have 2-hour lunch times. And they are a much happier, thinner society than we are. It says a lot.
I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning, and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste, and I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening Toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free, and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride, and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano, and I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth, and my kids use the strawberry, and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's wellnesse.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste. Yeah, no, it does. So have you always ate organ meats? Like, was there something that spurred you into starting to eat them? Can you tell me about that?
I love that. Such a good question. No, like you, I didn't grow up with them, and I've never had the taste for them. And really, that's why I created Pluck, which is a product I now very much run and support. But organ meats were something that we would have the whole, like a whole chicken, and the organs would be in there, you know, with the giblets and all that, the neck. And I remember we would always cook them, and I would usually eat the neck, and I sometimes ate the other ones. But at one point I was like, oh, I recognize that I didn't like the texture or the taste. And then I never really had the opportunity otherwise. My mom grew up eating liver and onions, but she didn't push it on us. And so I didn't grow up with them at all. When I went to culinary school about 20 years ago, and I learned about them from a nutritional standpoint and also how to cook them. But then as my 20 years as a professional chef, it was like, I saw like, yeah, I constantly heard mothers telling me, primarily mothers, like, oh yeah, I made some pate and I was the only one that ate it. You know, like no one else in the family ate it. And then I would talk to chefs or people, homesteaders or just people in the health field. And they'd be like, oh yeah, I get a quarter cow and I get the organs, but they've been in my freezer for a year. You know, so I'm like, okay, so clearly there's an issue here, because what's happening, and this is what's so sad to me and why I wanted to support change, is that, you know, when we slaughter an animal, we are only using about 50% of that animal. So the other 50%, which is the organ meats, which is really the most nutrient dense part of the animal, is getting tossed. And it's not across the board. Some slaughterhouses do utilize them, but I've been to slaughterhouses where they admit, yeah, we just throw it out. Mm-hmm. So one of the most kind of humane things we can do, and what our, you know, ancestrally happened, is you use the whole animal. If you're going to kill something, you use the whole animal. I mean, and for us to eat, something always dies. Even vegetarians need to know that. Like when you plow a corn or a soy field, you are killing multiple species of animals, constant, that like a barrage of animals. You talk to any of the farmers, it's like a horror show. And so you have to just accept that for us to eat, something's going to die. But it's more humane to use the entire animal than to only use part of it. And so if I can support that whole, you know, that whole nutrition, that whole animal nutrition, then all the better. And that's really what I set out to do. And I'd love to share some of the kind of ways that people can start to get these organs into their diet, if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, please help me so I stop mixing it with my hamburger all the time.
Yeah. So first of all, we tend to get locked into species. So beef is a very nutritious species to get organ meat, but it's not necessarily your first entry point. The entry point I would recommend is first of all, what are our organs? Another name for it is offal or offal. We like to say offal because if you say awful, people are like, well, yeah, it's awful, but it's spelled O-F-F-A-L. Okay. And it's basically everything but the muscle meat and the bone. Okay. So every other part of the animal is considered part of the offal. And really what we're talking about when we explore these aspects is we want to start with the things that are closest to muscle meat, because that's what we're all used to. So the ones that are closest are going to be the heart and really the tongue. Like those are the two, look at that face. The tongue and the heart are the closest to muscle meat.
Okay.
And judging by that face, I know most people are like, oh, the tongue. But here's the thing that's really cool. So one of the biggest issues for most people is cost, right? It's like there's this kind of like unspoken truth to a degree of like, well, you need to be wealthy to be healthy, at least. By the way, it's talked about, you know, on social media, because all these influencers, they're really pushing very expensive things. Like you see carnivore influencers, that, you know, these animal-based influencers, they're talking about like ribeye, 100% grass-fed. Well, how much does that cost? That's like $25 a pound.
Yeah. And you have to eat it on a cutting board, supposedly.
Yes, supposedly. Yeah, if you're watching Sean Baker. Yep. And with a very large knife.
Yes.
No, but so here's the thing. You can get these other parts of the animal, same 100% grass-fed quality animal, and the tongue is like $7 a pound. So it's an incredibly easy way to lower your bill at the grocery store. But here's the thing. It may seem overwhelming at first, but it's so simple. And I'm gonna come back to the tongue. But what I'll start with is, the easy kind of gateway step, I would say, is to just do what you're doing, like where you get organs and you grind them up. Now, the almost easier thing to do too is, instead of defrosting them, because that's really what gets overwhelming, is when that huge organ is defrosted. Like, what do I do with it? I feel like I have to use all of it. So what I recommend is people keep it frozen, but then when they're going to eat ground meat, they pull it out and they just grate it. Like use a box grater and grate it into the ground meat. And the key is you keep the ratio small. So if you have a pound of meat, you want to do about 2 tablespoons of grated liver or heart or whatever you're grating. Okay. And then put it right back in the freezer. So then that way you're not overwhelmed with the amount of the organ and you're just using a little bit at a time. So that's an easy hack right there. The other thing is you can buy grinds that are already blended. You can even, you know, you might even go back to the processor that you're buying your quarter or half cow from and ask them to do that. And they usually will. They don't have an issue with that. So that's one thing. But then once you've done that, I would probably then graduate to eating chicken hearts. Now, chicken hearts are very mild. They take on the flavors really well of whatever you're adding them to. And I say you treat them like mushrooms. So like, let's just say you're making a spaghetti sauce. You're going to probably add like maybe 2 or 3 mushrooms to it. And you're just going to dice those mushrooms. We'll do the same thing with the chicken hearts. Usually when we buy them, we get like about 10 in a container and just pull out 2 or 3. They're really small. Just dice them up and throw them into that sauce or the stew or soup. No one will know. I promise you, not a single person will know. Just dice them up so that it don't look like a heart. Because you got to remember, we're psychologically kind of wrapped around this idea of like, ugh, organ meats, right? It's a texture thing and it's a psychological thing. So just don't put it in kind of a different, make it not look like an organ, right? So if it's a tiny chicken heart, don't leave it as a chicken heart because then you're thinking, oh, that's a heart, that's a heart, that's a heart, right? So just kind of dice it up, chop it up in the other, in with liver, you're grating it. And then when you're ready, then you want to start graduating to tongue. Now tongue, when you get it, it's got this kind of skin or this really thick layer on the outside. And if you have kids, it's super fun. Like, and if you're on social media, it actually is kind of fun. You pretend you're Gene Simmons from Kiss. You hold up the tongue to your mouth. You can take photos. You let your kids touch the outside. It's kind of rough, like your own tongue. And it's kind of like, just kind of desensitize yourself from like making such a big deal of it. Try to simplify it. Try to keep it light and humorous. And then what you do is you just stick it in like a slow cooker or a pressure cooker and you just let it kind of braise or boil for like an hour and a half. And then that tough skin will literally peel right off. And underneath is a very delicate, stringy muscle. And if you're having, for example, Taco Tuesday, so if you go to authentic taco places, usually they'll have lengua, that is tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's one way you can try it before you do it yourself. But when you're making tacos, like how do you do your tacos? Do you do ground meat or do you like braise some like pork shoulder?
Depends on the mood. Sometimes okay. I'll do like shredded meat.
But how do you cook it first? So are you doing like a brisket? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what you do, what cut of meat are you using when you do that?
Sometimes we'll just do like the pork roast, like the rump.
Okay, perfect. So next time you do that, still do the rump, but then add the tongue at the same time. Just put the whole tongue in. It's not huge. You know what I mean? Just, you don't have to do anything special to it, but just put it in, let them braise together. And then when you're done, that kind of, that skin on the outside tongue, you will just literally peel it off. You'll have that meat and then just kind of shred it like you would the other meat or chop it up really fine. You can then stick all of the meat under the broiler and crisp it up a little bit like carnitas, but then mix it all together. And as long as that rump roast is kind of the larger piece of meat and the tongue is, you know, maybe a third of it, you shouldn't taste it. You shouldn't notice it. But here's the thing, the tongue, cheaper than the muscle meat. It's more flavorful. So it's actually better tasting. You just need to kind of get past the cooking of it. And cheaper, more tasty, and it's more nutritious.
Hmm. So wins all around.
Yeah. Win. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I think one of the biggest hangups people have when they, you know, think health is expensive is A, like buying like grass-fed, grass-finished beef is more expensive. Then if you supplement, that's really expensive. But I know that like you can go get a pound of beef liver. I mean, I think beef liver, literally local grass-fed, grass finished beef liver. I mean, they'll probably just give it to you for free. They have so much of it.
So true.
And that's your multivitamin. And, you know, it's, you can mix it in with anything. And, you know, it's a great support for your kiddos as well without having to, you know, buy a supplement.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the reality, right? So as I mentioned, when we slaughter those animals, we're only using 50%, but then what do? We turn around and we spend more money on supplements. And if we'd just eaten the whole animal, which is technically cheaper, because when you take an organ and you freeze dry it, you increase how expensive it is. So the organ, like you said, when you go to buy it, might be $4 a pound. You might get it for free. I mean, it's really not that bad. But when we freeze dry that organ and then powder it, which we're using in the encapsulated, you know, products, and we also use freeze dried powdered organ meats and pluck, like you increase the price of that. So it goes to like $24 a pound, depending on what someone's getting it for. You know, it increases the value of it to a lot. So you can really save money by just buying organs and putting them in your food. But I get it. I you know, I have two kids and I get that sometimes that's not the reality. You know, you don't have the time to figure it out. You don't have the space because it is a little bit of a learning curve in terms of cooking. It's not necessarily hard, but you just have to think of it differently than muscle meat. You can't cook it as long. You want to kind of do a lighter cook with it. You might have to just be a little bit more mindful of it because it's a different texture. That is why I created Pluck. Like that, like for me as a parent, I want the easiest, most delicious thing that I don't have to spend tons of time on that I can just incorporate to meals and just kind of like know that my kids are getting the nutrients with as little effort as I from me, you know?
Yeah. Which, I know you use Redmond's sea salt in your blends with Pluck, and I talk about Redmond's all the time because that has such an amazing flavor. So I'm excited to try Pluck and literally add that in because I don't think my kids are going to notice that. They like sprinkling salt on everything.
Yeah. If they like seasonings already, I mean, a lot of times people feel like, well, should I tell my kids what I'm putting on? And it's like, I don't think you have to, because the reality is like, if you put a new lemon pepper on your chicken, are you telling your kids, well, this is what's in the lemon pepper. It's got lemon. It's got this. You just say, I'm using a new seasoning, and that's all you got to do. And then once you know your kids like it, then if you want to tell them, you can, but most people don't. They just look at it as like, it's just a good seasoning. Just put it on. But basically what Pluck is, and I really kind of created this where what came to me. So as I mentioned, I learned about organ meats. I knew they were important. I didn't grow up with them. And I was trying to solve that problem of how do I make it taste good? How do I make it so you don't need to know how to cook? And then how do I help with sourcing? But it really sank in when I had kids. Because when I had my daughters, I was like, you know, what does any parent want from the kids? They want them to be healthy and happy, right? We just want them to thrive. And the reality is that we have these tools in nature. The organ meats are the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. So how do I get them into my kids' diets? And that's where Pluck was formed. So I took the same ingredients that you find in those capsules you're taking, like the freeze-dried powdered organ meats, and we use five of them. We use liver, heart, kidney, spleen, and pancreas. And then I just combine them with organic spices and herbs. And the salt we use is Redmond Real Salt, as you mentioned. And it just, what it does is the seasonings make the organs taste good. Yes, you're only getting microdosing, you know, every now and, you know, every time you use it. But I actually think that that's better. I would rather have little amounts all the time than nothing ever. Because that's the reality is most people aren't getting any organ meats in their diet. And if they are, they might do it once a month. And that's great for about a couple of days after you eat it. But what do you do the rest of the month? You know, so I'm looking for little movements that we do daily. That's the thing, in my judgment, that truly moves the health needle. It's like brushing our teeth. If we had to brush our teeth for 2 hours a day, we probably wouldn't do it very often, right? It's like, it's the little movements that we can do daily. And so that's what Pluck is. You know, if you can salt it, you can pluck it. That's, mm-hmm. It's really that easy. You could put it on anything. We just put it on popcorn last night and the kids love it. That you can literally put it on anything and it just makes things taste really good. Because organ meats have an umami. And if you think about our taste buds, so as I was talking about earlier, our neurolingual response, these are our taste buds are part of that communication pathway. So we have salty, sweet, bitter, and sour. Well, there's a fifth one that they discovered in the 90s in Japan called umami. And umami, I would kind of best describe as savory, kind of meaty. And lots of foods have umami. Tomato, mushrooms are umami, but organ meats are really strong umami. And umami is a unique flavor. So it actually makes the other flavors pop. It makes them taste better.
Okay.
So in ultra processed foods, a lot of time they will add MSG because MSG is umami. So not only does MSG kind of add flavor to the product, but it makes the product kind of, I don't know, like saltier, kind of like more flavorful. And it also triggers the part in your brain that makes you want to eat more of it. So it's kind of that addictive part in your brain. So I don't know about you, but I'd prefer to get that from a natural source like organ meats than from MSG.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of comments we get is people put plaque on their food that night, and it's food that they normally have had in the past. And the night that they put plaque and that was the only thing they did differently, their families had seconds. Everyone kept commenting like, this is so good. Mm. What did you do? And I'm like, that's the umami.
Learn my 3 secrets to balancing hormones naturally in a free training. So this is going to be for you if you have painful periods, irregular cycles, you have PCOS, PMDD, you can't lose weight no matter what, you're dealing with hormonal acne, hormonal migraines, if you're dealing with the mood swings, pre-period, PMS, anything connected to a hormonal imbalance, this is going to be for you. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot for the free training. Again, that's freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. That's cool. Okay, so I can put it on anything I put salt on. Are there different flavors?
Yes. So we have 3 flavors. Those ones have about 17. We're trying to get up to as far as 20% of the organ meats in it, and the rest is the seasonings and the salt. And those 3 are, we have an original that's probably closest to like Old Bay or Lowry's all purpose. It's very much like a really
everything.
Yeah, like kind of really good all purpose seasoning. Then we have a zesty garlic, which is very kind of ranchy. It's kind of got garlic forward, but I kind of think of it as like a garden vegetable style. It's got a little bit of carrot in there too. And what's cool about that one is it's AIP, so it has no nightshades or seeds for anyone that's sensitive to those. But even if you don't worry about AIP stuff, it's still a really solid. It's really, really delicious. A lot of people keep saying it's their new favorite. And then we have spicy mild, and we added mild to the name because we wanted to make sure people knew it wasn't that spicy. Pluck is very family focused. Like I created it for my daughters and I want it to be simple. And I am a huge fan. If you are the parent cooking your meals, I do not want you making 2 or 3 different meals. Like I want you doing one. And that's why I kept the spice really mild because I want it to be okay for everyone. So even my daughter who doesn't like spicy, she loves it. And then for those out there, like this one actually might be really good for you. If you're pregnant, trying to get pregnant, or just know that you're anemic or just, you know, you've been assessed and you know, hey, I need specific amounts of organs daily. We have Pluck Pure, which is just the organ meat. There's no salt. There's no seasonings. There's nothing in it. And that's something you could add to your ground meats really easily. You could add to your smoothies. And a teaspoon of that is equal to 2 ounces of wet organs. So that is ideal for anyone that's in the prenatal space or the postnatal space for replenishing your stores or getting your essential minerals and vitamins easily, because you can just add it to the food and it's no longer in a capsule like we talked about. We don't want to be swallowing. We want to be, you know, eating. And the other cool thing is you can also give it to your pets because pets need organ meats too. And so if you have like a picky pet eater, which I have, my cat is, sometimes she just gets picky. I just sprinkle a little bit of the Pure on there because it has no the herbs, no spices, no salt. And so that's okay for pets as well. And they go crazy. Both animals go crazy for it. So, it, you know, it's just something we all need. animals know it instinctively. Like when they kill an animal in the wild, one of the first things they, the carnivores do is they go for the organs. Sadly, most pet food does not have organ meats. I do not know why it should, but it doesn't. So adding pure to the topper of your pet food is going to really change not only their eating habits, but also their health.
I think that would be a very cost-effective way to also honestly support your energy. That's one of the biggest things I hear from people when they add in organ meat is, well, A, they're typically, their blood markers get better, but also B, they have more energy. And I even noticed, like when I started taking beef organs, I couldn't take them like a higher dose in the evening because I would be up because of all the B vitamins that are in them. So I think it's such an amazing support, and they are really, they're my daily multivitamin. And I have been struggling to get them in for my kids. Like, you know, I do mix them in with the ground beef and the meatloaf, but we don't have those every day. We don't even have those every week. So they don't get those in. And unfortunately, I've never been able to sneak that into applesauce with them. They are just, they're not about that. So we're going to get those. I'm going to try them out and just see, just sprinkle it on, and see how it goes. Before we talk about, where we can get them, can you really quickly just touch on sourcing?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, we've been talking about 100% grass fed. What's sad is, so I've been trying so hard to source these organs from the US, but our system is just not set up for whole animal yet. I've talked to many farmers and they even struggle themselves to get the whole animal back. They're lucky if most of them can get the liver, some the heart as well, definitely the tongue, but from there it gets harder and harder, and definitely they don't get spleen and pancreas, which Pluck has that in it. So we do source from New Zealand. It's similar to the supplement companies. That's where they're, most of them are also sourcing. The reason why we go to New Zealand versus, let's say, Argentina, because Argentina is the other country that has a lot of nose-to-tail products. New Zealand is an island. It gets year-round green grass. So even in the US, we don't get that. We have winters, as everyone knows. And when winter happens, the grass isn't green. So they have to, you know, get hay. And if it's a really good farm, what they do is they'll ferment the hay to support digestion, but it's just not the same. It's not the same nutrients as allowing an animal to pasture year round. So we get it from New Zealand. Not only do we get full access to as many parts of that animal as we want, it's coming from 100% grass fed. And it's even like, if that matters to anyone, it's even halal, like how they butcher the animals halal. They're pretty much all, most of the butchers or the meat processing plants in New Zealand are halal certified. We just have not certified our product halal yet. Mostly because we need to get our freeze dryer on board to do it. But I mentioned that because if anyone's listening that cares about that, just know that most of the organs come from New Zealand are certified halal. But for everyone else, that's the best quality organs out there. And when we can get them from the US, we will. I would love to support the US industry in that way, but it's just not set up yet.
Yeah, it's not, unfortunately. You can go to your butchers and get some, but like, you know, to get more of it at the rate you would need for processing it.
And you'll be limited. You'll be limited to basically getting liver or chicken hearts or something like that. And, you know, every part of that animal, there's this concept called like supports like. So the part of the animal you're eating is going to support that part in you. And if you think of it like, for example, heart, beef heart is very high in CoQ10. And CoQ10 is basically coenzyme Q10. It's vital for energy production and prevention of oxidative stress and cardiovascular health. So here is the heart of the animal, and it's got, you know, it's helpful. It has CoQ10. It has an element in it that's going to support your own heart. And from that perspective, one of the reasons why we're adding as many organs as we can is because we believe that whole animal nutrition is missing. And liver provides lots of things, but not everything. So for example, when we add pancreas. So pancreas is a natural enzyme. And if anyone is having issues with digestion and they're taking like pineapple enzymes, well, guess what? When you use Pluck, you don't have to do that because we've built in the natural pancreas, which is going to support digestion in the breakdown already in the product. So I'm just a huge component or proponent of get as many of those organs as you can from the whole animal, because that's how our ancestors ate. That's where all the vitamins and minerals are. And if you do it, it's very possible you will not have to supplement. I'm not guaranteeing it because I don't know everyone's needs, but it's very possible you won't have to.
Yeah, that is very cool about the pancreas. I mean, even people who have to take a digestive enzyme and, you know, they just salt their food and they're kind of like killing multiple birds with one stone there. Literally, like, they don't have to use a different seasoning. They can use one because it has a blend, and then they don't have to take an enzyme. Their digestion will be better. They'll have better energy. Wins all around, literally.
Totally. And I'm such a proponent of organ meats that that's why we made Pures. Cause I'm like, look, I get it that maybe there's something in our seasonings that you can't do. Like some people can't do garlic, for example, some people can't do onion. And so I'm like, great, Pure isn't a product. Just add that to your favorite seasoning, but just keep the ratios low. So like, as I mentioned, we're using about 17 and we're inching up to 20%. But for us, We're like the gateway. So if organ meats are the gateway to nutritional abundance, Pluck is the gateway to organs. So that's our mission, is we are just a gateway. We want to get it into people's diets easily and deliciously, but we don't want you to stop there. Like, we want you to get other sources of organ meats. We want you to start cooking with them, but we know we first have to get over the hurdle, as you know, as from when we started this podcast, of like that kind of ick face or that kind of like mindset of like, oh, I don't think I can. So we got to get over that hurdle. So Pluck is the gateway, but in no way does that have to, like, you might like the taste of organs, so you could add more Pure to your seasonings. Like, you could go 50-50 maybe. Yes, it will taste more like organs, but that's why that product is there, so that you can do it your way. It's kind of like a DIY, you know, if you want.
Makes your life easier. So where can everyone get Pluck?
Yeah, we're available on Amazon. We're also available on our website at eatpluck.com. And you can find us on socials at eatpluck. And I'm Chef James Berry. And we have recipes on our website that you can go to with lots of tips. What's so cool, and I did not know this when I created it, but it's incredibly versatile. I mean, you literally could put it on anything. And it works. I don't know. It's like you put on fish, you could put on tofu, you could put on beef, chicken, vegetables, potatoes. I mentioned popcorn earlier. I've put it on oysters and it tastes good. So it's just a really delicious seasoning. Most kids really love it, particularly if they're okay with flavor, just any flavor, they'll like it. If your kid is incredibly bland and just has a very kind of picky palate, then I would recommend easing it into their diet. Like, so just start with little amounts at first, but and let their palate start to shift before you use large amounts.
Okay. Super simple. Also, I mean, I feel like it's, you don't necessarily have to start with like putting it on their eggs. You know, it's like whatever meat dish they're having, just sprinkle a little on there and build up from there.
Totally. Well, and then like, let's just say they like ketchup, right? You could sprinkle some of their ketchup and mix it in there. Like you can really start small. But honestly, most, I would say, no joke, like 99.8% of the kids we know, they love it. Like, every kid I know loves it. And I think it's also kind of an indication, like, yes, it's a good seasoning, but I think it's also an indication of what our bodies are craving. Like, we have heard from parents where their kids cry when they run out. Like, they literally have a crying, like, tantrum-y kind of response. And I don't think it's just because it tastes good. I think that's like because their bodies are like screaming for this kind of nutrition and want it. You know, our kids are sadly the canaries in the coal mine. You know what I mean? Like, they are getting, we're seeing things in kids that, you know, I'm sure I'm a bit older than you, but like the generations before us, like, did not see, you know what I mean? We're seeing these in our younger kids. And so clearly whatever we're doing, whether it's toxicity in the air, the food, the soil, skin products, hair products, all, whatever it is, clearly it's negatively affecting many of our kids. So I'm just, I truly want, as a parent, I want all of us to have access to really this nutrition, this Mother Nature's nutrition, and start to use these things that are already available naturally and to see if they can help offset some of these things. Like, we plan to offer put lung in our product. Like, I'm going to try to get as much of this animal into your diet as possible. And my goal is just to make it easy and delicious, because I know if it's easy, both easy and delicious, then it becomes lifestyle. It can't just be one or the other. It has to be both. And that my hope is that as a family, it will become lifestyle, and it will make your lives easier and make your kids healthier for it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you making it, and I'm excited to try ours.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how you like it and how you use it.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know. Well, thank you very much for hopping on. We're going to put the links in the show notes for everybody so they can follow, get some recipes, and obviously get their Plex seasoning. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.